This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas convention this morning, being held at the Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar. President Murmu will also confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman to distinguished members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields. The Samman is the highest honour conferred on a non-resident Indian, person of Indian origin, or an organisation or institution established and run by non-resident Indians or persons of Indian origin who have made significant contribution within India or abroad for social and humanitarian work. The Kumbhavani channel of Akashvani, dedicated to the Mahakumbh 2025, was launched in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, launched the channel. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said, the Mahakumbh is beyond caste, creed and discrimination and spreads the message of unity.
जो महाकुंभ है ये केवल एक आयोजन नहीं है बल्कि सनातन गौरव और गर्व का एक महासमागम है जिसको सनातन धर्म के गौरव और गरिमा को देखना हो तो वह कुंभ का दर्शन करे कुंभ में आकर के अवलोकन करे यह न पंथ का भेद है न जाति का भेद है न छुआछूत है न कोई लिंग का भेद है सभी पंथ और संप्रदाय एक साथ एक ही संगम पर स्नान करते हैं सभी लोग एक जगह आकर के आस्था की डुबकी लगा करके प्रयागराज के माध्यम से उस संदेश को सनातन गर्व के प्रति इस संदेश को पूरे देश और पूरी दुनिया तक लेके जाते हैं
Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, joined the program virtually. During the program, the Kumbh Mangal Dhun was also launched by the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh. The Kumbhavani channel of Akashvani will broadcast several programs based on every activity at the Mahakumbh from tomorrow till the 26th of February from 5:55 a.m. to 10:05 p.m. A live commentary of Amrit Snan will be broadcast through the Kumbhavani channel. The program can be heard on 103.5 MHz, the news on AIR app and Waves OTT. Prasar Bharati Chairman Dr. Navneet Kumar Sehgal, Chief Executive Officer Gaurav Dwivedi, Director General Akashvani Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, Director General Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad and senior officials of Akashvani and Doordarshan were present in this ceremony along with many dignitaries. Speaking on the occasion, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said that extensive arrangements are being made for wider coverage of the Mahakumbh 2025. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav visited Chennai's Integral Coach Factory today to review advancements in India's railway infrastructure. He highlighted transformative developments, including upgrades to Amrit Bharat train coaches with 12 significant enhancements for passenger comfort and safety.
ये वर्जन 2 है अमृत भारत ट्रेन का पूरी की पूरी अमृत भारत ट्रेन हमारे साधारण नागरिकों के लिए बनाई गई है जनरल कोच में वही फैसिलिटीज हैं जो फैसिलिटी किसी प्रीमियम ट्रेन में होती है इसमें कई फीचर्स नए देखेंगे सीट्स की क्वालिटी देखिए फैन की क्वालिटी चार्जिंग प्वाइंट छोटी छोटी चीजों का भी ध्यान रखा गया है जैसे इसमें ये लंबर सपोर्ट है तो हर चीज का बारीकी से ध्यान रखा गया है मोदी जी का सबका साथ सबका विकास का बहुत स्पष्ट मंत्र है और उसी पे हम सब काम करते हैं और इसमें हर एक वर्ग के लिए अच्छी सुविधाएं हो वैसा हमेशा प्रयास
Plans to introduce 50 new affordable trains for lower income groups within 2 years were also announced. The minister unveiled upgrades to Vande Bharat trains featuring modular toilets, emergency systems, fire defences and mobile holders. The notification for the Delhi Assembly elections has been issued today. With the issuance of the notification, the process of nominations will begin. Candidates can file their nominations till the 17th of January. The last date of withdrawal of nominations is the 20th of this month. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions during the night and early morning hours in some parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh today. The Indian benchmark equity indices, the Sensex and Nifty, opened in the green in early trade today. The BSE Sensex rose by 116 points or 0.15% to trade at 77,736, while the Nifty was up 14 points or 0.06% to trade at 23,540. And that is the end of this news bulletin.